Thanks for tuning in to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. Why So Curious is our series where listeners ask questions that we answer on air and online. WYSO listener Delaine Adkins lived in Budapest, Hungary for a couple years and was curious about a historic area in Dayton called Hungtown. She wondered whether there were still any residual influences from the original occupants. In today's Why So Curious, Community Voices producer Renee Wild heads downtown to find out.
I'm standing in the middle of the street of what remains of the Kossuth Colony, a former Hungarian settlement in Old North Dayton off of Leo and Troy Streets. The colony was constructed in 1906 for Hungarian workers who were brought here to build steel railroad cars for the Barney and Smith Car Works. A fair number of the original houses still stand, but they're showing signs of age and neglect. Empty lots dot the street, but here and there, a few houses have recently been renovated. I catch one of the residents as she pumps up a flat tire on her car.
My name is Joyce Winning. I've lived in North Dayton for 54 years.
Standing in front of her house, I ask Joyce, how many of the original colony duplexes are left?
Oh, geez. This is one. That one down there is one.
Looks like they tore one out in between those
two. The one between those two, they tore it down. It's just been a few months ago, actually. And I lived around on Notre Dame in one of the original houses, too. And how I know that they're the Kossuth Colony is because the bathrooms are in the back, no windows, and they're off the kitchen.
Back in the early 1900s, there were lots of Hungarians living in Dayton on the west and north sides. I asked Joyce if there's any Hungarian influences left in Old North Dayton.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But what we have now are the Turkish, the Russians, and they're great.
But there are still some Hungarians around. The Dayton Hungarians have a Facebook and webpage. They list events like cabbage roll dinners and performances by the Hungarian festival dancers. There's a few places in Dayton that also serve Hungarian food, like Amber Rose. There were two Hungarian churches in Old North Dayton. St. Stephen's now sits empty at the edge of the former colony. And further up the road is the old Troy Pike Community Church.
So this used to be a center of Hungarian activities and culture.
Andy Dobo is a 76-year-old member of the congregation. He came over from Hungary 60 years ago to escape the revolution. We're entering a low brick building behind the church's parking lot. It's called the Kossuth Hall.
Now the church is down to five of us. Used to be a significant church. But...
Wait, back up. There are only four members left in your church?
Correct.
Andy leads me into a big open room with high ceilings and a commercial kitchen. There are some really large oil paintings hanging on the walls that depict Hungarian life. A worship area is set up for Sunday services in one corner, and tables are still out from the cabbage roll dinner last weekend.
Eventually, we will have to sell this property because it's so difficult to maintain this hall.
They rent out the church in front to a Baptist congregation.
They do a very nice job of keeping it up.
I ask Andy, where can you still get authentic Hungarian food in Dayton? Turns out, he has a daughter who makes traditional foods.
She has a Hungarian bakery in Pekoa, Dobos Delights. Of course, she is not making a living out of Hungarian pastries and, there have to be donuts and cake.
So I'm kind of getting the sense from you that there's not a lot of Hungarian things left in Dayton.
That's unfortunately correct.
Delaine, there's not a lot left. But if you have a hankering for Hungarian culture in Dayton, there's an upcoming spring dinner dance at the Czech Slavic Club April 30th, and the festival dancers will be at World Affair, Dayton's international festival, in May. For Why So Curious, I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild.
Got something you're curious about? Ask your own question at WYSO.org.